All right. Good morning.
Yeah, all right.
Brock Hunter.
Hey.
OJ's here, too.
What?
Yeah, I'm changing the name of my cat. It's not no longer Tito.
It's OJ.
Dude, you should see my driveway. I went out there earlier. It's just bodies. Just mice lined up.
Isn't it weird that they line it up for you? It's like they're like, oh, look at my bounty that I got for you.
So I read this the other day. This is crazy. And I think I told this to you. Did I tell this to you or no?
I don't know. You got to tell me what it is and I'll let you.
So that's true. So my cats, when you leave the house, they watch you leave the house, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you come back. But you always come back empty-handed. And they think that you go out hunting every time you leave the house. And when you come back empty-handed, the cats are like, dude, this guy sucks. Sucks at hunting. So when they go out and they kill the mice, they line them up for you. So they're like presenting, like, you know, the kill to you. Like, here you go, you weakling. I got you your lunch.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah.
I read that the other day on Reddit. I'm like, dude, that does make sense. Because the cat, every time I come in, looks at me like,
meow, meow.
Where's the food?
Meow, meow. Yeah, I can see that.
He goes out and murders everything around the house.
And then brings it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the biggest thing he's murdered at this point?
A rabbit. Oh, a small rabbit.
I thought you were going to say like a hobo.
Dude,
He's almost murdered
a few of my friends, I'll tell you that.
He picked up a hitchhiker and murdered him. Oh, no, kitty, no. Yeah, we had big old barn cats, you know, growing up on the farm. And, dude, those things, I mean, I have seen them take down, like, massive birds. It's crazy.
They latch onto you, man. Woo.
Yeah.
Those claws.
Meow.
Once they get the front and the back latched onto you, you're done. Meow. Now imagine that times, like, 100 with a lion.
Yeah.
Meow. Good night.
Meow. Do you think, like if a cat, like your cat, a little tabby cat or whatever it is, like, do you think they look at lions and like, we're like, okay, yeah, I get that. Like that makes sense.
They do.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You turn on Discovery Channel, you get to the lion part, Tito, he perks up. He starts watching for sure.
Does he get aroused watching lions?
I mean, we don't let him watch the dirty stuff.
Cover your eyes, Tito.
No.
Cover your eyes, Tito.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Yeah.
Even though we know what he's doing out
there. We know that he knows that we know. Anyway.
When he locks the door and turns the music up, we know what's going on.
Meow. Meow. All right, this took a weird turn. You know, it was a normal break, and then we took a weird turn. Hey, should we do your morning dump? I think
yes.
We probably should.
Yeah, we should.
Before we talk more about your cat watching lions getting it on, a weird cat porn fetish that he has.
All right, let's get to it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. It's super easy to pump it with Pump That Septic. They got you. This is awesome. Okay, a company was just launched that has plans to bring back the woolly effing mammoth. That's right.
Hmm.
It's called Colossal, and it was created by a biologist and tech expert. They plan to use elephant DNA with mammoth-like characteristics, things like thick hair and layers of fat. The theory is that if woolly mammoths can be brought back to life, they will save the tundra of the Arctic. The company received $15 million to get started. Dino DNA is here to stay. Well, I guess this wouldn't be dino DNA. This is mammoth DNA.
But I mean, it's getting pretty close.
Dude, I would pay to go see a woolly mammoth in person.
See, this is what I've read in the past, is why we can't bring back a T-Rex is because there's not a T-Rex-like thing walking around. So they're doing like a hybrid with the elephant, you know?
Yeah.
The elephant is pretty close to the woolly mammoth, so
what do you mean there's
cross over some DNA. I mean, I'm not no scientist, but
what do you mean there's not a T-Rex-like thing, man? Just put it, mix it with an alligator.
I mean, that's close, but legs are too short, you know. It'd probably take a while, you know?
Yeah. And also, too, that's dangerous territory we're getting into. You know, you and I are talking, you're like, it'd be awesome. We've all seen Jurassic Park, and this is not something we should go down with dinosaurs. But with the woolly mammoth, dude, could you imagine we get enough of these? You can go woolly mammoth hunting.
You already want to kill the thing. We haven't even made it yet. Brock wants to murder the...
No, you shot the only one, you idiot. Ah, I thought we could kill that one. No?
That's what they used to do back in the day.
But here's what you do, though. You want to really amp it up, all right? You got to do it like they did back in Unga Bunga time, all right? You got to get yourself into like a cheetah loincloth with a spear, and you and your buddies got to go spear this mammoth. That's how you make it.
All right, Link, this isn't Encino, man. Put some clothes on.
I would pay Buco bucks to be able to get into a cheetah print, onesie. And just, and yeah, go around, grunt.
Brock's like real close to the ground, crawling around. Why is he so, yeah, you're already dirty enough to be Encino, man.
Listening to the mammoth walking like, oh, he's over there, unga bunga. That's what it would be like. Just saying, it'd be cool to kill a woolly mammoth. It'd be great. Right. It'd be great.
Let's try to get one walking around first, Brock, before you go try to murder in the thing.
We'll see. I don't know. Lastly, how about this? How about this? Love at first sight. It's a real thing. Oh, isn't that nice?
Is it?
A new survey found that 50% of respondents said they knew they were going to marry their partner the moment they met. In other news with this study, they were standing next to their partner when they were asked. Come on now. 50% of people said they knew they were going to marry their partner the moment they met. Look,
That's a bunch of trash. Dude, no, you didn't. You had no idea.
Brock loves love, okay? I'm a romantic guy. I'm a hopeless romantic, okay? But this story and study is trash, all right? 50% of people said, oh, yeah, I knew for sure. No, you did not.
I mean, you don't know what she's like. You don't know what he's like. Yeah. He hasn't opened his mouth yet.
Yeah.
And said anything.
Yeah. The moment they met, 50%. Look, I love Kiki to death, all right? We've been happily married for 8 years, okay? But even when we first met, I'm like, okay, let's bang a few out. Let's see where this goes. I'm like, I'm gonna marry this girl. Like, then, come on, stop it. Which is fine. That's okay to say. That doesn't take anything away from the relationship. And see, I think that's part of the problem, too. We as a society, we put too much pressure on that. We're all trying to be like in the movies, like You've Got Mail or, Say Anything, with the jukebox over the head and everything. No, it's okay. It's okay to have doubts. It's okay to feel things out.
It's not even healthy, bro. Love at first sight. You're judging the person by what they look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not even giving them a chance to say anything or talk. Yeah. What kind of a person are you?
Yeah, exactly. Because you could be like, oh, yeah, the first. And also, too, we're not our real selves the first, like, 6 months of dating, okay?
I was.
Yeah, we're all putting on a show, okay?
Trying to impress the other person,
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
all right. It's not until that first, fart or bathroom with the door open that you truly get to know your partner. So saying that it was love at first sight, and you're like, oh, I knew it. I knew it the moment I saw Mary, I knew she was someone I wanted to bone. That's all you know. That's all you know, all right?
Putting a little extra cheese on that sandwich, are you?
All right, so what did we learn today, Hunter? We learned that I want to kill a woolly mammoth while wearing a cheetah print loincloth, and love at first sight is trash, and that's okay. That's okay. All right.
I think we learned a lot this morning.
It was good. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.